This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's going to be a busy weekend across southern Illinois this weekend with a presidential visit and other events planned that could revitalize, particularly, Carbondale. We're talking today with City Manager Gary Williams and Steve Mitchell, who's the head of economic development for the city. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Great to be here.
So we should get to the big visit first before we start talking about this revitalization, renewal of festivities. President Trump now has confirmed that he will speak at the Southern Illinois Airport in Murfreesboro. There was some talk, Gary, about him actually being in the city of Carbondale. Will this visit have any effect in terms of traffic or other things that people need to know about?
We don't think so at this point. I mean, certainly we have no way of estimating what the crowds are going to be that go out to the airport. There will be more than likely additional vehicular traffic through the community, but I think that frankly, we're a lot of us are glad that it ended up playing out like it did, because it's one, it's a much more secure location for the president and everything that they're trying to do. But there's a lot of stuff going on in Carbondale that weekend, and we were worried about any potential conflicts with traffic and all those different things. So I think that it really worked out in our favor.
We'll get to those things planned in Carbondale. But one question about people: there was a protest last night after the city council meeting was canceled. There are other protests planned for this weekend. Does the city have a response to that, or what are you planning in terms of any reaction to additional people and what they may be saying?
Not really. We understand that, and certainly that this particular president and the political climate right now in general is very divisive, and it's stimulated a lot of response from both sides of ideological spectrum. But as far as us, it's not affecting our planning. We knew all along with Halloween being revamped that we really don't know how many people are going to come downtown. We have a lot of officers that are they're already assigned for the weekend. So we'll have a big law enforcement presence downtown. But in terms of protests, those are things we deal with occasionally. Anytime we have an event, it seems like we have something that comes up organically, and we generally take a posture of observe and try not to be confrontational and just kind of let things play out that way.
Gary touched on it just a little bit, Steve, but this is the year that Carbondale is renewing a Halloween celebration. It's been almost 20 years since what became known as Halloween was ended. So what's planned for this weekend? What can people see and do?
Well, Jennifer, we've got a huge lineup of scheduled events for this weekend, and if anyone's really interested in getting all the details, they can go to carbondalehalloween.com. All the most up-to-date information is available there, all the schedules, and you can even drill down and get even more information from the individual organizations that are planning these events from their websites. But Friday night, we've got a number of events, a lot of kid-friendly stuff, a lot of family-friendly stuff. We're really focusing on the family portion of it, at least for a good many of the events. So Friday night, we've got Main Street's Fourth Friday Fair. We've got Phantom of Opera at the Varsity Center. It's really, really, really neat show. And then on Saturday, we start the day early, 7:30 a.m. At SIU Rec Center. They're hosting a Monster Dash 5K. So it's a timed event for all you runners out there. Come on out, get registered, and have some fun running on campus and on 5K. And then we've got the 21st annual Murdale Safe Halloween. We're really excited to have that back again this year. That's been a huge hit with families and kids and people of all ages out on the west side of town. We've got the Main Street Candy Walk is going to be happening in the afternoon. We also have the Pumpkin Race. This is the sixth year for the Pumpkin Race, and it's really a neat event. People decorate their pumpkins and put wheels on them and roll them down a hill, and no entry fee, and there's a $100 prize for the winners.
People are talking a lot about this having the atmosphere that you may have experienced if you came to Carbondale for the eclipse last year. Mm-hmm. Similar, am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
We hope we have that many people, too, frankly.
Sure. Yeah. All of that is available again at carbondalehalloween.com. I know some concerts at the new Washington Street venue as well, and there will be an area where open container is allowed through Saturday. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, the maps are actually online at carbondalehalloween.com, but it's basically, if you were at the Eclipse last year, it's basically the same area.
Yeah, Washington University, and from about Jackson down to Mill.
About 30 seconds left. Should people stay away from Carbondale if they're afraid of the crowds for the presidential visit or anything like that?
I don't think so. You know, we experienced that a little bit during the Eclipse, and I know there was a lot of, you know, what ifs, and people were concerned about, you know, being overrun. And I think we showed, you know, people that we had all the personnel and things we needed to manage an event properly. And no, I would say come out. I don't know why the presidential visit to Murfreesboro would dissuade anybody from, you know, enjoying Halloween in Carbondale. So we welcome everybody to come downtown.
A renewed Halloween celebration for the city of Carbondale. Gary Williams is the city manager. Steve Mitchell heads up economic development. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.